Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Zayin. And we were in the middle of some very important sugyas, but let's just try to catch up on the overall structure again, so we remember, because we're getting today back to the Mishnah. Believe it or not, we still haven't explained what Samuch L'Mincha means. We only did the first two words, Arve Pesachim, and then we start, Arve Pesachim, what about other times? And that got us into all of the past topim, and we're finally going to hit, okay, Samuch L'Mincha, what does that mean? Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketanah. But, so just to review once again, I'll go over with you the topim. We started off with Arve Pesachim, of course, and that was Tzadik Tet Amud Beit, and that was why only Arve Pesachim. What's the difference between Arve Pesachim and Arve Shabbatot, or Yomim Tovim, and so on. And then that got us into, on Daf Kuf, Amud Aleph, that got us into the Hafsakot. And that got us into on Kuf Amud Beis, the question whether you could be Poreis Mapa or Mekadesh, according to Shmuel, what Poreis Mapa is when you're talking about being Mafsik. What is to be Mafsik mean? And then that brought us to the question of, like, if you go out from where you made Kiddush, is that considered to be a kosher Kiddush? People who say Kiddush in the shul, because we were still talking about Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos, so we wanted to go on to see whether you could make Kiddush in shul, which, of course, brought us into the whole question of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. And then after that brought us into the question, all right, what about the bracha on the wine? Forget about the Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. Were you Yotze if you made a bracha on wine in one place, walked out to another place? So that led to the issue of Shinui Makom, and just briefly also to Shinui Yayin, because we're assuming you'll have a different wine when you get home. And that, of course, led to, okay, but when is it considered to be a Hafsek? Which was the question of Dvarim HaTu'unim Bracha B'Makomam, and the question of whether you left people behind and you intended to come back to your original Seuda, and all of the sugi about whether you have to make a bracha achrona before you make a no bracha rishona. So all of that was Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. And then the shaila was, okay, why is it that you can't simply make the bracha on the same coast when it comes to the Birchas Hamazon? And that was the issue of Enosim Mitzvot Chavilot, which led to the other questions of what is considered to be all one mitzvah, and so on. Now that brought us, of course, because now that we're talking about making Kiddush at a time when you're also making Havdalah, which we were led into sort of tangentially because we wanted to know what the din is Chavilot, so that brought us the bracha of Havdalah and Kiddush on the same coast. So then we already got into a whole question of what comes first, Yayin or Kiddush or Ner, Havdalah or Zman or Birchas Hamazon, or what is the order? And that gave us every possible variation there. And that brought us to Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, to the idea of whether it's considered to be a hefsek to say you need one bench, and that was the whole story with Tamidi the Rav, and what is considered to be the heter of continuing to drink if you change your mind after you said, let's go bench. And then that led us to, okay, what was the gears already? What was the correct gears and so on? So that was began the Seder of Havdolos, the seven different Havdolos. So we looked into that already once we were talking about what to say, because the gears was to say three, like we say it, or to say more, to say seven. And the different shitas, that there's some Uramatir even saying one, which got us into the general question on Kufay about how brachas work. Do they open only with Baruch Atah Hashem, or do they also close with Baruch Atah Hashem, which led us to the idea of the difference between Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaPeres and Baruch HaSmucha LeChaverta, and what would be the din of a bracha after Kriyat Shema, whether Kriyat Shema is considered to be a hafsek, or is it a direct continuation. And then we got on Kuf Hei Amud Beis to decide what is more chashuv. Is it the Kvod Yom or is it the Kvod Laila? And the general issue of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Sha'ata, which kind of saying Chaviva Mitzvah B'Sha'ata, even if it's only Nogea the Brocha. So that brought us to an understanding of why we ought to make Kiddush in the nighttime, even though we only have one cup, and we could have been Yotzi doing it later, but it's always good to do things at the correct time. And that brought us to the issue, if you've only got one cup, I mean, if you got a little bit more than a revias, couldn't you just taste the wine a little bit, and then like still have enough left over to make Kiddush tomorrow or to make Havdalah at night. And that brought us to the idea of Ta'amo Pagmo. So if you drink a little bit from it, have you also messed up the whole deal? That was yesterday's daf. And the question of, if you say Ta'amo Pagmo, are we talking about a cup? Are we talking about a whole pitcher? Are we talking about a whole barrel? And what kind of barrel? That was all discussed yesterday. And then we got to the question of the other issue. What if you ate before Havdalah, or you ate before Kiddush? Are you allowed, or is it considered to be a bizayon, or is it some kind of knas? It's not clear. But in any event, the question, are you allowed, having done and to ima before, whether you need to have somebody else make the Kiddush, was a question. We're going to talk about that today in the halacha, or whether you have to wait until the next morning till you're able to say Havdalah. And then the question is, do you have to starve until the next morning? All of that we'll discuss in the halacha. We didn't get a chance to discuss yet yesterday. And today we're moving on to the question which we started yesterday, and we already did the top of the top today, which was, what happens if you did not make Havdalah? Can you make Havdalah after Saturday night? And it turns out you can make Havdalah. We had two shitas. You can make Havdalah either the entire next day, was one of the lashonos of Rav's Pesach, or you can make Havdalah until Tuesday night. And which again, we'll talk about today, what the halacha lamaisa is and how one should be knowing. Okay, so this brings us to where we're up to, which is on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. And we said the two lashonos of Rava, which were the two hilchasas. One which has the heter that you're allowed to be mavdil the entire week, and meaning until Tuesday night, and one which has the halacha of the whole day, meaning on Sunday. So I think with the last thing what we learned was mavdil v'holech kol hayom kulo, about a quarter of the way down, and that was amrele mar yenuka umar keshisha. Okay, if anybody thinks I'm wrong, please tell me. Otherwise, let's begin with that. So Amrele Mar Yenuka Mar Keshisha Bereid Rav Chista L'Rav Ashi. Now, I guess Rav Chista was having fun when he had two kids and he gave them both the same name, just to keep things interesting in the house. So one was called Old Man Mar, because that was his name. The other one was called Younger Mar, but it wasn't referring to their age. It was referring to Rav Chista's age at the time that he had them. So actually, older Mar was younger Mar, and younger Mar was older Mar. But okay, that's just part of the excitement in the Rav Chista family. So in any event, so both Mar Yenuka and Mar Keshisha, both of them the sons of Rav Chista, said to Rav Ashi that, well, we once had a maisa in our town, and this opens up a whole new sugya, which is, do you need to make Havdalah on wine? Or can you make Havdalah on Coca-Cola? So the Gemara has these big shaylos about Coca-Cola, and that's what happened over here. So once upon a time, we had Amemar come to town, and we didn't have any wines. And they didn't use wine in that area. They didn't have their own grapes that grew in the area. And so we didn't have any. So we brought him some beer. Now, but Stam beer at that time, of course, was date beer in Bavel. So Aitina La Shichra, and Amemar refused to use it for Kiddush. He didn't say Havdalah. And he went to bed hungry. Ubat Tavat. So that's the actual quote from the Pasuk in Daniel. And the king was so upset about what was going on with everybody had ganged up and they were going to get rid of his favorite Daniel. Anyway, so it says, he refused to eat that night. Ubat Tavat. He went to sleep hungry. So this is what happened to Amemar. He went to sleep hungry, and he refused to eat because he had made Havdalah, not allowed to eat before Havdalah, and he wouldn't use beer for Havdalah. So anyway, so okay, we felt terrible. I mean, you know, we had this big guddle in our house. Amemar, we couldn't even get him a Havdalah. So the next day, we really went crazy to find some wine in town, to Rachma, and we found wine, and we brought it to him. And then, so this was already Sunday, sometime during Sunday, he was mavdil, and he drank after he drank the wine, and then he was ready to eat. Now, the next year, he again came into our house for Shabbos, and again, we didn't have any wine. So, I mean, this year, we didn't want to bring him the beer because, I mean, he already told us he doesn't like beer for Havdalah. But they brought beer to us. Aitina Shechra. It doesn't say Aitina Le Shechra. Notice the difference in the gear sound. So we brought this beer, and we were going to say Avdola. So Amemar said, hold on a second. I mean, now I see that. I thought it was like some weird thing that had happened last year that you guys didn't have any wine and you thought you could use beer. Now I see that that's a norm around here, and that what it is that people use when they want to drink to, you know, a special event, I see you guys actually consider beer to be the thing that you say, you know, congratulations with. I mean, if that's the case, then in this location, beer is wine. And that's called Chamar Medina, the local wine. What is the great wine of this area? So whatever is considered to be the wine of this area would be perfectly choshev for Havdolah. And therefore, he did go ahead, and he was mavdil over the beer, and he ate. So anyway, we learn a number of things from this, besides the obvious fact that you use Chamar Medina, but we're not talking about that. I mean, that's what it's about. That's the way I understand the sugya. But others understand it, that we're only learning things about the Seder of the Havdolah. We're not talking about the fact that you can use Chamar Medina. So, Shema Minat Talat. I think that the issue of Shema Minat Talat is, I mean, the Rishonim don't say this, so I'm only advancing it with my own opinion. But I think that the inyan of Shema Minat Talat, which we always bring, or Shema Minat Mani, or whatever, never refers to the main point, which is the whole story, and that is that you can use Coca-Cola if it's Chamar Medina. But that's, I mean, that's not Shema Minah. That's what it is. You have to be stupid to say Shema Minah. But Shema Minah means you can learn from this the by implication issues that we do not talk about openly. Okay, so first of all, we can assume from here that certainly Amema didn't walk in before davening Ma'ariv. I mean, it was going to be Kiddush, so he had already been mavdo betfilah. Nonetheless, he felt it was absolutely imperative that he should say Kiddush al Hakos. And he was mavdo in his tefillah, and he nonetheless says you had to be mavdo on the coast. And if not for that, I mean, he was like very machmir, right? So that's the first thing. Furthermore, because he refused to eat and he went to sleep hungry, we also see clearly that asur lo adam she'ochal kodem she'avdila. You are not allowed to eat before saying havdalah. So, I mean, it's possible that if you don't have anything to make Havdalah on, that's not true, which we'll talk about in Halacha, in which case our Amemar was being very machmer on himself. Doesn't mean we have to be machmer, but certainly if there was no such Halacha, that in the normal circumstances, when you do have wine, you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So it would be ridiculous for Amemar, you know, to just decide he's not, I mean, what was it, petulance, you know? So obviously it was an extension of the normal din, so there must be such a din. And we see from the fact that he went ahead and he made Kiddush the next day, I keep saying Kiddush, sorry, made Havdalah the next day, we see from here that it could be Mavdo V'Holech Kol HaShabbat Kulo. Obviously, we don't really see that, because the most we can prove from here is that he held that you don't have to be Mekadosh HaMeser Shabbos. He wasn't paskening like which Lashon of Rava was it until the end of Sunday, or was it until the end of Tuesday, because the fact was that they had brought him the wine on Sunday. So, but I mean, what this means is that you could continue to be mavdil, even though you weren't mavdil on Mitzvah Shabbos. So, I mean, actually, Bo'amine Ravuna Merav Chista, are you allowed to go ahead and to be Mekadesh Ashikra? So, I mean, I understand we have a raya from here, of course, Allah Halamaisa, that Amemar said, listen, this is Chamar Medina, and of course it can be mavdil. But would you also be able to be Mekadesh? Now, it's much more reasonable that the correct girsa is that Rav Chisda asked Rav Huna, not that Rav Huna asked Rav Chisda. And some of the, because that was the Rebbe Talmud relationship, and that is the girsa in other places. So maybe we should adopt that. So are you allowed to make Kiddush on Coca-Cola? So if you would call this Chamar Medina. So if you don't have wine and you do have something which is Chamar Medina, that's the Pashtas. That's how the Rashbam understands it. But Tosus understands it, that we're talking about even where you do have wine, in which case the issue is not chemar medina, the issue is a chosh of a drink. Even in a place where in that medina, they definitely do make brochas on wine as congratulatory and say l'chaim and so on, even that would be mutter. We'll talk about this in our halacha discussion. So he answered, he being either Rav Chisda or Rav Huna, depending on the girsa. Let me tell you something. If even beer, which is not our normal beer, at least in those times, obviously in our times, beer from barley is more normal beer. But in those times it wasn't. So Prizuma would be our kind of beer. And beer made out of figs, tainy, or beer made out of different types of berries. I asked Rav what the din. Is Kiddush okay? Rav went in and asked Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya went in and asked Rebbe about this. And we never got a psak on it. V'lo pashat lei. And therefore, we wouldn't be able to go ahead and say Kiddush on them because nobody was ready to be matir it. So, I mean, basically, those are like really choshva things. You know, you have to import them. I mean, the regular kind of garbage shichra that we use, you know, which is the date beer, no offense, Rav Papa, but shichra, me boy, we'd be allowed to drink shichra, you think, really? So now, everybody who heard this discussion, they thought that this is only benogea kiddushehu. But that you would be able to say Havdalah for sure, according to all of this. In other words, Rav himself, Lechora, who said that I'm not ready to paskina, you can use it for Kiddush, right? So we're assuming that and we're going to use Rav as the example, as the Rashbam does, because that's why we have a steer that we're about to ask. So, Ochi, Amaraz, Rav Chisda said to him, no, that's not true. Rav, even though with the psak that he refused to give was a gabi kiddush, but Rav says, Kishem shein mekachin alav, kach ein mavdilin alav. And itmar nami, omrav tachlifa baravimi, omrav shmuel, kishem shein mekachin alav, kach ein mavdilin alav. And that actually, you wouldn't be able. So, in other words, it comes out according to this, and Rav and Shmuel are saying, now, this is the Machlokes to the Rosh Ramatosmas, of course, that Rav and Shmuel are saying that even if it is Chamar Medina, so they're saying you can't even be Mavdil. So when it comes to Kiddush, we don't find anybody who says that you can, but when it comes to Havdalah, we see that Amemar Halakha L'maisa went ahead and he went ahead and he said it. So because of that, we paskin, at least the Rambam paskins directly on this Gemara, that Havdalah is okay on Chamar Medina, and Kiddush is not. And we'll talk about the halacha again at the end of the daf. Itamar nami. So, k'shem shein mekachin kach ein mavdilin. Now, Levi once sent Rebbe this extremely high quality beer, even though it was date beer, but it was shichra bar tleisar magyani. It had been date beer that had been made over 13 different batches of crushed dates to observe. Now, normally, you just use one. And over here, they wanted to infuse it with so much taste that it was extremely, extremely beautiful beer. And Rebbe got really high. And the Tame and Avibasim Tuva. Oh, Rebbe says, oh, man, oh, man. You can't be asking whether this is kosher. I mean, this Kagon Zero Ilika Deshalav Lomarlav Koshirot Fetish Bechoshibolam. I mean, man, I'm so high, I could get up to the Shemayim with this. So we should be able to use this for Kiddush, for Havdalah, for anything, I think. Anyway, oh my God, that night did he suffer, because as we know what dates will do to you, it's certainly concentrated dates in this fashion. So there he is up all night, and Belaila Tziare, and he says, what was I thinking? What's something that brings such tsar to the Olam? Could we possibly use that for being mefayas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Forget it. Amen. I'm Rabbi Yosef. I'm ready to take a public netter, which Rabbi Yosef held that you can't ever be matir a public netter, which is not how we paskin. But I'm ready to take a netter in public that I will never drink this garbage. Lo ishte shichra. I've had enough tsuris of the times that I gave in and I drank a little bit of it. Lord help us. Rava said, let me tell you, I'd rather drink the toilet bowl instead of drinking shichra. So Erste Meizurien, actually, that's the water that you use for the for putting your raw flax in. Boy, does it stink. I'd rather drink that than drink any beer. Boy, it's a good thing Ruf Papa wasn't around this Gemara, let me tell you. Whew. V'yomar Rava, I can tell you one thing. If somebody makes Kiddush over this garbage, I bless him that all of his drinks should always be made out of this garbage. To have his shakyus ha-shichra, manda mekadish ha-shichra, mida keneged mida. This is what he wants to use for being mishabeach ha-kadosh baruch hu. Let him always drink beer. Rav, actually, was sitting making Kiddush over beer, and Rav Huna walks in and he finds him drinking this beer. I thought like Rav had real problems with the beer, no? And I mean, so why was he doing this? So according to the Rashbam, again, we'll talk about this at the end, about how we paskin about this, that apparently, if you have something that's chaviv, because there was wine available, if you have something that's chaviv, so this was Rav Lashitasa. Remember that we had the Gemara that said that when Rav was in the mood for challah, he made his kiddusha over challah. So why was that? Because it was chaviv for him. So because of that, if he was in the mood for beer, even though before he said, I don't want to have anything to do with this garbage, all of a sudden he's drinking from beer. So Rav Huna says to Rav, well, I see now that Shori Abba Lamikne Istere Mishichra. Now that you've gone into business over here with Rav Papa and you're making a lot of money raking it in from beer, all of a sudden now you started liking the beer, huh? So since you started to make money from it, so now you're treating it like it's, wow, this is hot stuff. Come and have your kiddush from beer. Man, you see what money does. Tana Rabbana. Actually, in the Braisa it says, Ein Mekatshin El Ala Yayin. And not only don't you say Kiddush on anything but wine, you don't even say a bracha on anything but wine. What? Don't say a bracha on anything but wine. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, you have to say bracha. I mean, certainly, you don't say Borei Pri HaGefen. Well, obviously, you don't say Borei Pri HaGefen. Om Rabbi, no, he's saying, Ein omrim have koshel bracha levarech. In other words, you don't say a bracha. If you need to say the bracha, brachas amazon, don't say, let's bring me a cup. Unless it's wine, you don't say, bring me a cup of Coca-Cola that I should go and make my brachas amazon and a cup of Coca-Cola. Another brisa says, Tan Rabbanan, Ein mekatshin al ha-shechar, and mishum Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon amru, you can say Kiddush over shechar. Then there's another halacha. What is the shear of te'ima? Remember we said before, you have to drink from the coast. That was one of the eight things that we derived. You must drink from the coast. How much must you drink from the coast? So mat'emas t'yayin koshu, the din of te'imas yayin, is that even a slight amount is enough. You don't have to drink. Remember, it doesn't mean necessarily you. We saw before that you can have someone else drink. But it does not require drinking Rov Kos or anything like that. All you need to do is have a little sip. Whereas Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Eimer, Melo Lugmav. You'd have to have Melo Lugmav. Now, what is Melo Lugmav? We know that Legabe, the din of Yom HaKippurim, on which this seems to be based, that Melo Lugmav doesn't mean literally your full ability to keep both cheeks full of liquid. It means if you put all of the liquid to one side of your mouth and you blow up that side of the mouth, that's considered to be Molei Lugmav, and that's less than a revius. So now the question is, it's two questions, which again we'll discuss in the halacha discussion. The question is, what if you are Og Melech HaBosha? Now, this was the old question. So remember we had that when we're talking about in Kalim, we talked about this issue. Molei Lugmav, does it go according to the individual? In which case, if you are Og Melech HaBashan, whew, you might need a few barrels for Molei Lugmav. And in fact, we do say that when it comes to the Indian of Sviya Lagabe Yom HaKippurim, so it would be different for Og Melech HaBashan. So there's an actual question whether that would apply over here? Is Malay Lugmav an individual's Malay Lugmav, like it is for Yom Kippur, or we're just using the Shir of Malay Lugmav, because it doesn't really have to do with the Shir of Svi'ah, in which case it wouldn't go according to the individual. And then we would give it a specific definition. We'll talk about that. That's Abraham Chalava's approach. And the other question is, if you are Og Melech HaBashan and you were Megayer in the end, so then the question would be, and of course, remember that Og was Megayer, and he went ahead and got a bris milah, the whole business. So that causes us a problem, because if he's making Havdalah, how much would he have to drink from the Koshel Brocha? These are the kind of shailas that the Milchas Chinuch loves working on. But we'll get to the discussion afterwards. Okay.
I know this is a little bit cheeky, but it sounds to me like he's reading it as Malay Lukmav, and now this Lukmav. And that covers the situation.
We'll see when we get to Halacha. That's a summer medayik. But it's not, it isn't his. But that not everybody agrees. It says it's Lav Davka. Omrev Hunamarav. And so too did Rav Gittel de Binari state that HaMekadesh V'Ta'am Melo Lugmav Yatsa. Look, you were Yotze if you had Melo Lugmav, but if not, you're not even Yotze. So that would mean even B'diavad, you wouldn't be Yotze. The question whether this is talking about Dafka Kiddush, is it talking about Havdalah, again, we'll see. Does it mean the individual needs to drink? Can you be Mitzaref, the drinking of several people? Even if you yourself didn't drink this year, again, we'll discuss that in Rosh Hashem at the end of the daf today. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, let me tell you something. You noticed that they quoted that from Rav Gittel de Minarish. They said that he said that brayta. Pay no attention, because I can tell you, I'm the guy that taught that to him, darn it, and I never said that. He jumped to conclusions. I just told him it's Rav Gittel. Now, he's the one who decided it must be Rav Gittel de Minarish, but I never said that. I taught it to him, and I definitely didn't say Gittel Bar Menashe. I didn't say Gittel Bar Menyumi. Okay, I said Rav Gittel without saying which Rav Gittel, so you can't be sure that it's Rav Gittel de Minarish. Okay, I mean, what's the big deal? So, L'may Nafkamina. Well, first of all, I mean, what if you're going to find a stira? And Rav Gittel de Minarish said something else at some other place. So, I mean, you can't ask a stira on the brisa from Rav Gittel because it isn't necessarily that Rav Gittel. Okay, so this concludes our discussion of the first two words of the Mishnah, which is Arve Psachim, which got us into, it's not really fair to say the first two words because it's Arve Psachim. We're just skipped over the word Somach L'Mincha, and we didn't deal with that. And we were wondering why it's only Arve Psachim and not Arve Shabbos, and that got us into all the other stuff. But now we're ready for the next two words of the Mishnah. Okay, so what's the next two words of the Mishnah? Somach L'Mincha. All right, whew. Okay, so we got to the first part of the Mishnah. What does Somach L'Mincha actually mean? Because as we know, there are two Minchas, Niboy Elohu. When we say Somach L'Mincha, are we referring to Somach L'Mincha Gedola Atnan? So we're talking about like a half an hour before Mincha. That means actually at noon. We mean at Chatzos, because Mincha starts a half an hour after Chatzos. O Dilma Somach L'Mincha K'tan Atnan, or are we talking about at the beginning of 9 o'clock as opposed to 9:30, which is the Zman of Mincha K'tan? Remember that these hours are measured from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. As to what that is, that's the famous machlokas, whether it starts, the day starts at Alos and ends at Seis, or whether it starts at the Netzachama and ends at Shkia. Okay, those are the different shir in the Magen Avraham and the Gra, which we have to worry about even not Ayon. But in any event, whatever the time is, however we measure those hours, are we talking about Mincha Gedola or are we talking about Mincha Ketana? Now, that would be totally different ideas because it would mean that they're based on different concepts. If we're talking about Somach L'Mincha Gedola tonight, which we haven't even thought of as an issue so far, we've always been taking for granted that the problem is only the issue of the eating of the matzah. But maybe what the Mishnah is saying, don't even get involved in eating near the time of the Hakrovas HaKorban. And then that would be, the Mishnah would be telling me, Mishum Pesach. So we don't allow you to eat because Dilma Atila Mimshach, we're worried that you're going to get involved in eating and you're going to miss bringing your carbon Pesach. I mean, remember, it's like, wow, it's so much traffic, so much pushing, so much time to make sure you get your Pesach done. We don't want you sitting around and fressing before you are going to go and end up missing your time. So Atilim Nuyim Lamevat Pischa. So we don't want you to bring, and that would mean if that's true, then you have to ask. I understand. But if that's the case, then it should just say don't eat until you bring your carbon Pesach. Why does it say don't eat until the nighttime? That's weird. So how could we explain the Mishnah as meaning that? So Tosis explains, because since there's two issues that we have. First of all, we do not want you starting a meal when it's time for that Kravas HaKarbon. That's obvious anyway. You can't do before any mitzvah. You're not allowed to start. So over here, even if you're going to be extending the time into the HaKravas HaKarbon, we wouldn't allow you to do it. And we've got another problem. And that is, if you're not going to take care of your appetite in the morning, so then you're going to be rushing your Karbon Pesach. Because, I mean, you're plotting over here. You know, you spend, oh my God, I got too late. I wasn't allowed to start eating. I didn't eat breakfast. Now I'm not eating lunch. I better get this Karbon Pesach finished up really fast, because I'm going to, like, die of starvation before the Seder. And, I mean, by the time I get to eat at the Seder, it's going to be another 4 hours. So because in that sense, we're worried that you're going to end up doing too quick of a job on your Karbon Pesach, and things may end up getting ruined. So that would explain why the Mishnah was saying you can't eat it at all, even after you brought your Karbon Pesach. But the other way of understanding it is that we're talking about Somach L'mincha K'tanatznan. So we're talking about, no, only talking about the issue is Mishum Matzah. And that was, as we said, that's the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And over there, it's not as if. Now, why did we switch to Matzah? Why not Mishum Achilas Pesach? Right? What do you mean, Mishum Matzah? I mean, we could have just said, not because of the Karbon Pesach, but because of the eating of the Pesach at night. Why did we switch all of a sudden to Matzah? So the Rishonim explained that we switched to matzah simply because matzah is much easier to lose your appetite for than meat. In other words, whatever is considered to be achila gasa, dioma ati lemichla matzah achila gasa, the truth is that achila gasa has two completely different meanings. There's a technical achila gasa, which is not even considered to be an act of eating. And if somebody is so full that the food that he's eating is literally nauseating for him, and he's forcing it down, he would even be allowed to eat bacon, because it's not an act of achila. So that is not the darga that we need when we're talking about Dilma Atzila Michla, I'm going to eat achila gasa. That would be the level of achila that would be nogea, not being yotzi or carbon pesa. But that we're not concerned about, that you're going to eat at kedekach hours before and you're not going to be able to eat the carbon pest at a point of nausea, that we're not concerned of. But what we are concerned is that you are really not going to want to eat your matzah with the lower level of achila gasa, because, I mean, it's not as if matzah is the most delicious thing in the world. And because of that, you will lose the whole chavivus of the Mishnah, of the mitzvah. Not that you won't be mamish, won't be yotze the mitzvah at all. Okay, so that's how the Rabbeinu Tam explains that there's different dargas, depending on how we use the idea, the context in which we use the idea of what we mean by achila gasa. That's why we've switched to matzah chavivus achila gasa. Mashiach, when it comes to Karbon Pesach, remember, you're supposed to be eating the Karbon Pesach ala sova, so you're not supposed to be coming in desperately hungry for your Karbon Pesach. That's why we bring the chagiga. So obviously, we switch concerns here from the Karbon Pesach in terms of achila to the matzah. Omer Avina, I'll prove it to you. Toshma. The Braita says like this, even Agrippas HaMelech. Now Agrippas HaMelech he would put off his seuda until Teisha Sha'ot. So he wouldn't eat until the afternoon when it's almost the time. I can't see it. Almost the time. Agrippas HaRishon is Barnea's neighborhood. An old friend of Barnea, he has a signed copy of Agrippas' book called Agrippas HaRishon. Obviously, HaRishon meant the one and only when Agrippas published it. It wasn't as if there's another Agrippas, but he's got a signed copy. Can you want to show us that dedication to Barnea from Agrippas? I'm assuming that's the point.
It has a whole chapter on Agrippa's throughout Shas and Chazal. And to understand what he did and what his approach is very fascinating.
Okay, beautiful. Anyway, so he used to eat breakfast at Teisha Sha'os B'Yom. And here it says, even Agrippas should not eat until it actually becomes dark on that day, on Erev Pesach. Now, let me ask you something. If the meaning of the Mishnah is Somach L'Mincha Kitana, okay, then it makes sense what it's saying. Even Agrippas, so even though he hadn't eaten that day, and he wants to start eating now during the ninth hour, and that is before the Zmana Isser, because Zmana Isser is only at 9, not during the ninth hour, which is really 8, 8:30, and so on and so forth, right? So Afal Pi Ken, he's not allowed to start because of he's planning on a big meal. So even though it's early, he wouldn't be allowed to. But if you're going to tell me that we're talking about noon, basically, Somach L'Mincha Gedolah, I understand. Who cares if Agrippas didn't eat? What do we think we're doing? That what? Because you didn't eat breakfast, and therefore you're going to be very hungry? What do we care if you're going to be hungry? You're not allowed to eat because you may come to be parshea with your Korban Pesach. I understand. I mean, you're not going to be different because you're hungry. So, my Rabuzit Agrippas. There's no Chiddush in Agrippas. Chal Yisrael Amikor was already usher at the time of noon, and that's before his breakfast. So what would be that? Obviously, he's not allowed to start after the Zmana Isser, says the Gemara. So, and according to the way you're learning it, it also doesn't make sense. I mean, if we're talking about Somach L'Mincha Ketana, so you still have a problem. What's the Chiddush of Agrippas? Because, I mean, if you're telling me that it's the Zman Isura, by the time he gets to finishing his breakfast, it's already the Zman Isura. No, I'll tell you why. Because Ma'adatema Teisha Sha'ot L'Agrippas Ka'arba Sha'ot Didan. We normally eat in the fourth hour. Agrippas normally eats in the ninth hour. That's the point. So I would have thought, listen, does Agrippas only eat breakfast every day? Or does Agrippas have a dinner? I'm assuming Agrippas has a dinner. So then that means that he has trained his digestive system that even though breakfast is at 9, meaning not hour 9, that's about the, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So even though breakfast is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, dinner is at 6 or whatever, at 7, and he is not going to lose his appetite. That's what we're saying. So even Agrippas, who does not lose his appetite eating late in the day, because that's what he does every day, even Agrippas is not allowed to eat. That's all that it's saying. So I would have thought that during his normal breakfast, it's not going to make it hard for him to eat the matzah. Kamash Malan, that it does. That I can understand. So it must be that we're referring to Mincha Ketana, but otherwise it's ridiculous to say Afilo Agrippas. Omer Abasi, I want you to know that you can definitely eat dips, okay? And we actually call it dips, tovil. Some learn that it's not stam. It's not stam because all achila was ayidei tefila, but rather because we're stressing the fact that you're only eating dips, so that you're not really being koveya a meal. And you can dip things, for various targima, which means hors d'oeuvres, so you can have like your little pieces of meat, little pieces of fish, whatever, that you're allowed to do because that's not really going to make you hungry. And the Rashbam learns even more. It's going to be appetizers because hors d'oeuvres in that fashion cause you to have a bigger appetite, not a lesser appetite. That's how he understands it. We'll see that there's different shittas on this when we get to halacha tomorrow. Rabbi Yitzchak, he would actually use veggies as dips, and Tanya Namihachi, the shamash, who's going to be serving at the table, matfil b'bnei me'ayim v'notlum v'fnei ha'orchim, he goes ahead, and again, this is the way the Rashbam understands it, that it's advantageous to give a little bit of kishker or something from the animal before the meal. Why? Because it's an appetizer. Again, according to Rashbam, avopisha ein raya ledavar. We don't have a beferish of proof that it's an appetizer, again, according to Rashbam. But there's a zeicher ledavar, because that's how we understand the pasuk of niru lachem nir, va'al tizru'u ela kotzim. So this means plow first your field, your furrows, and don't throw your seeds on the thorns. I mean, what would be the point of planting if you haven't provided a place for the seeds? So this means the same thing, says the Rashbam. What's the point of having a good steak if you haven't prepared your tummy for being open to a good stake. So first, do a little bit of plowing, and then you'll enjoy your food. So it's the same idea, says the Rashbam. This means increase your appetite. And indeed, the next sugya seems to be much that way, because it says that Rava, he used to drink wine the entire day, Erev Pesach, because he found that a lot of wine made him very, very hungry. And Kiecha the Nigre Lelibe, it would make him so hungry that he would want to eat a lot of matzah with a lot of chavivas. Omar Rava, I'll prove to you that wine actually is an appetizer, and it draws you into eating more. Because we have in the Mishnah, the Tanan. You know what, maybe we should, we're running out of time. I feel bad. Let's just see, and because I want to go over with you a lot of stuff over here. Oops, lost my place anyway. We're going to see later that Bein HaKasot HaLolub, so between the second and third Kasot in the Seder, Im Ratzel Lishtot Yishteh, but between the third and fourth Kos, you can't drink. And if you're going to tell me that wine, I'll go over this again tomorrow. But you see from here that if we're allowing you to drink between the kosot, even though you still haven't had your matzah, so then why don't we say it's going to ruin your appetite? So you see that Adarab, it doesn't ruin your appetite, and we're interested in your getting even more hungry for matzah. Okay, Rabosai, let us now, I had numerous inyanim that I wanted to discuss with you from before. So if you don't mind, let's just use the time to catch up over here on the different halachas we've been discussing. So the Migra Gorir. So first of all, we have that question of what is considered to be to'amo pogmo. And the question was, does it mean literally an entire barrel? So remember, the Rashbam says it means a Barnea barrel and not a contemporary barrel. And actually, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that way. However, you should know that the Magen Avraham says even a large barrel, where people sometimes will, obviously you can't tip a barrel and drink from it, but what people do is they open up the faucet on the bottom of the barrel in a wine cellar, and they'll take a little glob from the barrel. So he tells that if you're not going to be semich on the Rashbam, so then you would be pogim the entire barrel. And because of that, he says, listen, you have to be cheshish for the shitas of people who hold that even a barrel means a normal barrel. Then the question is, what is the level of the pegima? When we talk about pegima, does that mean that it's completely unusable and that it's mamish shiure kosos and it's pasul? Or does it mean that if you don't have anything else, you still use it? It's just that if you have a good cup of wine, you should use that cup of wine. So again, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, if you only have something that's pogum, you could use it. And then we have like these different levels of like, what would you do if you have pogum wine? So the first thing, obviously, what you can do is unpogame it, assuming you have more wine available. The way to be unpogame it would be to pour directly from a fresh unpogum bottle or barrel into the cup, and that is unpogame the wine, according to almost everybody. So we're sumich on that. The problem is that the Maram Rotenberg did not hold of that. So there is another way to be unpogame wine, and that is to pour it into a rove of wine that will be mevatalit, that is fresh wine. So because of that, the Eitz L'Chatchila is to do both, as I'm sure you've seen. And this is to be chayshish for the Merami Rotenberg Shita, so that first you're unpogame without mixing. That's kimat, everybody holds, that's for sure good. So you pour a little bit of new wine into the bottle, and then you take the bottle, you pour it back into or the coast, you pour it back into the bottle, or the bottle, pour it back into the barrel. That way you're a yotze boshitas, assuming that you have rove. So what we're talking about is, obviously, we got into all the questions of talking about Pokemon, then you're not going to have any wine. We're obviously talking about where you don't have other wines. You don't have these eitzes. So then the question is, if it's bidyavad, is there something to do to help at least? Yes. What you could do is you could take the wine that is currently pagum in the cup that it was you drank from, pour it into a different cup where it fills up the entire cup. So then it doesn't look at least like shiurei kosot. So even though that doesn't technically unpogum the wine, but it certainly is less of a bizoyan to use. And there's also, because of this, there's also a inyan, which is brought as a mitzvah menamuvcha by some of the poskim, to pour the wine directly from the bottle or the barrel as you're about to make kiddush. And it shouldn't be sitting there from before, so that it should be seen as being choshev for kiddush. So now the question is, moving on to Kiddusha Rabbah. I mentioned to you there's two explanations why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, either as a euphemism or as primal Kiddush, meaning that bracha, Beori Pere Geffen, is the most central element of a Kiddush. The question is does Kiddusha Rabbah have a real din of Kiddush, in the sense that it requires Kiddush B'mokom Seuda, in the sense that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush? Now, obviously, all of you are aware of the fact that we, halakha l'maisa, are knowing like the Rambam. The Rambam says Kiddush is Kiddush, whether it's Kiddusha Rabbah or Kiddush at night. And because of that, we're careful not to eat before Kiddush. And because of that, we make sure that we have a little bit of mezainus or something, at least, in order that it should be Kiddush B'makom Seuda in the morning with the Kiddusha Rabbah. However, it's interesting that the Ravid is chaylik on the Rambam. He says none of those dinim actually apply to the Kiddush B'yom. And there is no chiyuv whatsoever of not eating before Kiddush. The only inyan of the Kiddush is simply to give the chashivas to the seuda that you're eating, if you're eating, but it doesn't have to be b'makom seuda at all. There's also a minhag, which many people have, and that is actually brought in a sense, because the Rambam says, when you're eating seuda shlishit, you should be having wine at your seuda shlishit. So that there's an inyan of making a birchas hayayin on any of the seudas that you're eating on Shabbos. And so for Moshe Forman, who has Rav Chitka and Rav Meisha and as many other seudas as possible, it's also necessary to have as many bottles of wine as is possible. And kach nohug Rabbeinu Moshe, as far as I know, to have as much wine as possible. There's also some of the benchers, by the way, that have a special nusach, which I like to say on the seudas. Actually, it has a special nusach of a brocha, a sort of like a kiddush, Ersatz Kiddush for a Seuda Shlishit on wine. Okay, moving on. The next sugya was, if you were not Mekadesh on Shabbos, what is the din? Can you be Mekadesh all week long? So it was a question whether it's Kol HaYom Kulo or is it even until Tuesday? And just you should know that there is a Nusach in the Yerushalmi, which some people say must be a nusach that's mistaken, they changed the nusach, but it says until Yom Chamishi. So that would be even yet a third sheet. But I don't know what the mocker of that was, because we didn't have that Megabe Gittin. We spoke about... I still said Kiddush. I don't know why I've been doing it like the past 2 days. Every time I want to be Mavdil on Mekadesh. Okay. Yes, I meant Abdullah. Thank you. Okay, what about on the or? So we said, you do not say borei morei ha'esh. And as far as the halacha is concerned, so there is a big machlokas. Remember whether you can have ad yom revi or whether you can have only ad yom rishon, because the rif and the bahag paskin only until the end of Sunday. Okay, halacha l'maisa, we're mekel, and we are saying in the event that you didn't, whether you could say even until Tuesday. The question is this true even b'mezid, or is it true if it's only an accident? So there it is. We paskin even b'mezid, but there's somewhere makbid that if it was b'mezid, you don't have until Tuesday. Okay. When it comes to Yontov, by the way, I should just mention Agav. Nobody says that it has something to do with the number of days afterwards. The biggest kula is the day afterwards, because, of course, Nigrorim, Boser, Shabbos would have nothing to do with Yontov. Now the question is, what about, we had the idea of ta'am, whether you can be mavdil. So the question is, if you weren't mavdil, if at Mitzvah Shabbos, what if you ate? So some learned that then you're not mavdil at all. L'maisa, we paskin ta'am mavdil, even if you were even b'mezid you ate, it would still be okay to be ta'am mavdil, and it would be true even during the rest of the week. Now, the question is, what if you were ta'am and you did this before Kiddush? So if you say ta'am inu mekadesh, does that mean that you don't make Kiddush at all? Or does it mean you can't eat? Or does it mean other people should make Kiddush for you? So the Raavad understands it means other people should make Kiddush for you because you are a no good nick, and it looks like you're being mevazeh the mitzvah by allowing a guy who's not makshiv Kiddush to be mekadesh. So that's a problem. There's a question of whether, suppose you drank from the coast that you were supposed to make the kosher bracha on. So over there, if you drank from that coast, which is the kosher bracha, you didn't say the Kiddush on it, that apparently is okay. Tosfos Tainus. Fine. Then let's say, what did we talk about afterwards? Can you make Kiddush on bread? Is that a lechatchila? Is that only if there's no wine or so? Okay, so remember that the Rashbam paskin that the whole idea is chavivas. And that Rav, he says that twice. He says it in the sugi of Rav, and he said it again in the sugi that we had today about the chamar medina. So, I mean, according to the Rashbam, chavivas is the main point, which would mean that even, it's mashma, even if there was wine there, because the Gemara says, if sometimes Rav was chaviv le rifta, that he would be mevarach on the rifta, which is mashma, that he would do this, even if there was wine there. Fine. That's the Rashbam's approach. Many of the Rishon, the Rabbeinu Tam, has a whole different approach to the Gemara, according to which you don't make Kiddush on pot. And the Rosh says that actually the minhag is that we are mekadesh on the pot, but the problem is that the Ramah says that if wine is available, then it's better not to be mekadesh on the pot. And that's mashma, even if he really likes to be mekadesh al hapat. So the Bir Halacha says, look, if you really don't like the wine, you just don't enjoy the wine at all, and you have no pleasure from drinking wine, so then you can be semech on those who hold, like the Rashbam, that you're allowed to make the bracha on what is chaviv for you. How do you do it, by the way? You don't hold the bread up the way you would hold the kos, right? So what do? You put your hands over the pot, and that is the way that you show that the Kiddush is on the pot. Would you say that you'd be allowed to make Kiddush al hapat even in the morning? No. Why? Because remember, the whole point of the Kiddush was to make the Seudah a different kind of Seudah, which started with wine. But if you start the Seudah with bread, then it's not Kiddush, because you always start the Kiddush with bread. So therefore, it would be better to use Coca-Cola, not to use the bread. Okay, now the question is, if you do not have any kind of wine, for Avdol, you do not have any kind of Coca-Cola, so are you allowed to eat? We mentioned this while we were learning the daf. Amemar went to bed hungry. I mean, so the question is whether that was like a special chumrah of Amemar, that even though he was an onus and he didn't have, at least he thought he didn't have anything to be mavdil on, so he nonetheless, he didn't eat, but maybe mikra din he could have eaten. Or is it mikra din? That if you're not able to make avdola, then you're not able to eat. And it's not that Amemar was just knowing a minig chasidus. So, I mean, basically, we paskin that unless you are the kind of person that is very weak and you're really going to suffer from waiting until tomorrow, that it is better to view a memer as the Ikar HaDin and not to eat until tomorrow. All right. Now, the last guy, I just don't want to get stuck in it with a backup. So, if you don't mind, I'll take another minute over here to talk. Water, you're definitely not Yotze with. No, it's too late now, Barnea.
How come Coca-Cola is not alcoholic?
So that's the question. Well, that's what we're about to talk about. So apparently, Havdolah L'Yayin is a mitzvah na'mofra. Now, the Rama says that if you've got Coca-Cola and you like it better than you like wine, then you can say your Avdola on Coca-Cola, which is interesting. Also, this is a special time of Avdola on Matzoi Pesach, where over there the minhag is bedavka to make Avdola on beer. Why? Because it shows a greater Havdola. Like this, the Havdola is only in terms of you're saying it's Havdola. Here you're drinking beer, which is mamish, totally isser, and you would have jumped out of the window if it was just 10 minutes earlier, and now you're drinking beer. So my Shver Zatzal, I told you this once, his minig was to always get beer. But where the heck do you get beer in the old days? I mean, now they have 24-hour supermarkets. But where the heck do you get beer on Matzoi Pesach back in the old days? He would walk into a bar. It was the funniest thing. See this man with this big kapata and this big white beard. And he walks into this Goyisha bar and he orders a thing of beer in order to be able to say Avdola on beer on Matzoi Pesach. He was not going to be, he wouldn't care for nothing. He was not going to be Mavatra on his minig to use the beer. That's special for Matzoi Pesach because of this additional issue. Okay, water is not considered to be a chamar medina. And that is a big question about whether the type of drinks that are not a drink out of chashivas is just a drink to allay your thirst. I mean, is that considered to be like chamar medina also? Does it mean anything that you drink when you're thirsty? Or does it have to have the chashivas? That's what he's calling it. Chamar medina means that in this country, this is considered to be the chash of a drink. So, I mean, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's not considered to be the chamar medina. I mean, Lamaisa, the Poskim in Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi Yashiv, Rav Scheinberg, they were merry makel on this. And they said that you could even use, like, flavored sodas and so on. And that would be considered to be a chamar medina. Now, Rav Meisha, however, and the other gedolim in America also, they tain it that it's only if it's something that you would be mechabed a guest with. So like if it's something like Coca-Cola, maybe you would be mechabed a guest with it, the drink of the country. I mean, that's okay. So then there's those, and this is what you just brought up. There are those who claim that the mashma'ut, this is the Brisker Rav, that the mashma'ut of the Rambam is that it has to be something that is alcoholic. Only then is it chamar medina. If it's shichra, but Coca-Cola, at least since the time when they had to take out the cocaine from the Coca-Cola, it used to be called Coca-Cola because of the cocaine back in the old days when the kids used to put in a little aspirin with it. Oh, my God. But anyway, then they were forced to take out the cocaine. So it became just a memory. So if that's the case, you wouldn't be able to use that either. As far as Kiddush is concerned, we don't use Sheikhar. So L'chora, I mean, that was the whole sugya that we had over here. And can we use Chamar Medina? There are some Urmat here. The Shulchan Aruch brings both. That Yeshayimim, that it's Mutter. And basically, the Mishnah Berurah says, look, it's better to be chayshish for those shittas who hold that there's no het to be mekadesh on chamar medina. Look, I don't know. I mean, there's other shadas for chuvas that say in their place the minhag is yes, that people use Coca-Cola for kiddush, even.